the 2024 elections. Hashtag Stop Galamsey now still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. News is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and myjoyonline.com. Also live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up,
I, John Dramani Mahama, reaffirm my commitment and that of the National Democratic Congress to uphold peace.
We are here today to advocate, to urge us that peace is important.
Political parties led by the NPP and NDC commit to a peaceful election in December. We'll also hear from the Electoral Commission debunking reports of secretly printing extra ballot papers.
This is not true. The processes are so inclusive, participatory, open and transparent.
Also, NPP's flag bearer Baumian promises to establish a $100 million tech fund to support Ghanaian startups and IT jobs in his encounter with the youth on Sunday.
The seed capital of $100 million US dollars to attract additional private sector funding to support Ghanaian startups.
Also coming up, Speaker of Parliament's lawyer Thaddeus Sory fights off claims his service was illegally procured. Meanwhile, there's a push for the impasse in Parliament to end as former Ambassador Dr. Tony Edu calls on the majority leader to come to a consensus with the minority.
If he comes down from his high horse, so you sit in the minority side, so what? You negotiate for government business to continue.
In business.
Some oil marketing companies increased prices of petroleum products at the pumps, with petrol going for 14 cedis 64 pesos, diesel 15 cedis 45 pesos. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And Ecobank Journeys Habitat Fair wrapped up with a high demand by patrons clamoring for more. These and more coming up with me, Mamisi Thompson. Stay with me.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Shopbox Technologies, a convenient service, Youth Bridge Foundation, Bridging the Gap for Positive Youth Development, and Syntex Tanks, AYA Strong, AYA Tough.
And political parties led by the NPP and NDC have pledged to uphold peace and order before, after, and during and after the December general election. The peace-building event organized by the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council, the Christian Council of Ghana, and the Office of the Chief Imam brought together political leaders and faith institutions in a unified call for peace. Ebenezer Sabote has more in the following report read to you.
I, John Dramani Mahama, stand here today before you and before the Almighty God to reaffirm my commitment and that of the National Democratic Congress to uphold peace.
We are here today to advocate, to urge us to speak to ourselves that peace is important.
I'm here again to pledge this country is peaceful before, during and after elections.
The road to signing this year's peace accord hasn't been without controversy. The NDC, led by its chairman, Johnson Isidu Nketia, lashed out at the Peace Council, signaling its reluctance to sign the peace pact due to violence that rocked the 2020 elections.
The declaration don't mean anything to us.
A peace declaration.
The 2020 election turned out to be the most violent elections in the whole of the Fourth Republic.
After much deliberations between the party's leadership and the Peace Council, they finally submitted to the peace commitment with the ruling NPP and others at the forecourt or the State House on Sunday. John Mahama made a case for justice to prevail.
If someone is or is disruptive during the election, they should be made to face justice. No weapons must be allowed in or around any polling stations, including at all collation centers.
The new Patriotic Party's running mate, Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, reiterated the need to truly commit to the peace pact.
Let us sign the peace accord to demonstrate that we mean what we say.
APC flag bearer Hassan Ayariga use the platform to insist that governments beef up efforts to end the Boko conflict.
I just lost one of my bodyguards who was burned to ashes. So as we are here
This forum is not just for peace. It's a creating of awareness of something bigger than peace. That is why I'm here to tell you.
Well, at the same event, the Electoral Commission refuted claims that it is secretly printing extra ballot papers for the upcoming 2024 election. The EC's deputy chairperson in charge of operations, Samuel Titi, dismissed these allegations.
I would like to address an issue that is the allegation of printing excess ballots, which is currently in the public domain. This is not true. We would like to assure the people of Ghana that the processes are so inclusive, participatory, open, and transparent. As we speak, all the political parties have their agents at the printing houses.
Well, NPP flag bearer Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia questioned John Mahama's grasp of economic matters, particularly his understanding of how digitalization drives economic growth. Addressing the youth at the Bawumia for Jobs event in Accra, he warned them not to bring him closer to the presidency and also promised that he is going to set up a 100 million tech fund to support jobs in IT.
The atmosphere at the Botiman Sports Complex was electric as over 2,000 young people, both in person and online, gathered to hear the NPP flag bearer share his vision for tackling youth unemployment in the country. Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia pledged to equip 1 million youth with IT skills and launch a $100 million fintech fund to support Ghanaian tech startups.
In collaboration with the private sector, we will train at least 1 million youth in IT skills, including software developers, coders, to provide job opportunities worldwide. We will establish a fintech fund with a seed capital of $100 million to attract additional private sector funding to support Ghanaian startups.
Dr. Bawumia also criticized the NDC flag bearer John Dramani Mahama, who fails to recognize digitalization's role in economic transformation.
My opponent, the former president, to put it mildly, is very inconsistent. He opposed free senior high school, but today he says he introduced it. He, as president, introduced the teacher licensure exams, but today he says he opposes it.
Away from the election headquarters, lawyer for Speaker of Parliament Thaddeus Sory is fighting off claims by the Attorney General that his services were procured illegally. The Attorney General Godfred Yeboah-Dammi raised the issue in court on Wednesday when the Supreme Court sat on an application by the Speaker. Now, lawyer Thaddeus Sory has been reacting to this in a Facebook post. Here are excerpts.
Lawyer Thaddeus Sory first quotes Section 41B of the Public Procurement Act, which allows for the board of an entity to opt for single-source procurement in exceptional and urgent circumstances. He went on to state that, one, there is an urgent need for the services, and two, engaging in tender proceedings or any other method of procurement is impractical due to unforeseeable circumstances. He continued that, quote, the Supreme Court order required the Speaker to file his processes within 7 days, and he was required to file his memorandum of issues within another 7 days. This is clearly a situation in where there was an urgent need for the Speaker to procure the services of a lawyer, and engaging in the normal procurement process would be impractical, unquote. He raised the question as to why this was never an issue in the previous cases. He ends by stating, quote, I've always represented the Speaker and Parliament. Maybe a lack of basic knowledge in civil procedure and generally the law makes it necessary to practice it in the media, unquote.
Well, the 2024 Ecobank Joinees Habitat Fair concluded successfully on Saturday, with attendees calling for additional days to explore all that the event had to offer. There's more in the following report.
Africa, On the final day of the EcoBank Journeys Habitat Fair, families of varied backgrounds rushed in to get juicy deals for their housing needs. Although many believe the platform was good for helping find housing solutions, they however wanted more days to explore.
I'm impressed. I'm very, very impressed. A whole lot.
Almost everything. It's been amazing. I mean, getting to see all the stakeholders in the building industry. Some of them are very flexible, their payment terms, and then also get to see going forward, when you have more of this, you get to explore more opportunities to buy things and at very, very affordable prices.
I got to expand a thank you card. I wanted more details and I've gotten them.
Under the theme finding a house, making it a home, some exhibitors express satisfaction after being able to break some deals with potential homeowners.
I think it's been encouraging currently. I mean, when you look at patrons who come in and want to know much about what we are giving to the public, I think their responses to are encouraging and something that it looks like their needs are being met.
We have a flexible payment terms in which it is more flexible because we are going in for 17% reduction for this December. That's our promo.
It's been a lovely fair. We've been able to get some contacts and some business as well.
This year's event ended with a night treat known as the Happy Hour.
And that's how we end this morning's bulletin on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show. Stay tuned.